Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
And we begin the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. Dave Ross alongside Wes Reynolds here at South Point Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wes, happy Tuesday to you, my friend. I wake up each and every day ready to do our show and all hell breaks loose.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the sports world right now, it's, you know, these are the dog days of summer, right? We're just getting ready for the NFL.
Right.
Those dog days have been put on hold. By the way, we have some breaking news involving Deshaun Watson. We'll try to get that. Apparently, a lot of those cases have been settled. How that affects Deshaun Watson and the Browns in the futures market, we'll try to put our thumb on that as the show continues. But that news is just coming out now. Earlier this morning, you wake up, if you're a golf fan, getting ready for the Travelers on Thursday, and we're going to have Len Hochberg, my buddy from used to be of the Washington Post, still very connected in the golf world. He's going to join us as well. And we thought we'd talk about the Travelers and maybe look at some of the big guns from this weekend at the U.S. Open, how that would fare. And then one of those big guns makes his announcement that he's going to live golf. I don't think it's a surprise to people that have been following that Brooks Koepka, he gone. Now, his brother, Chase Koepka, had already gone over to live golf a couple
of
weeks
ago.
Yeah,
that wasn't an accident, by the way, either, to put Chase in the field. And you mentioned with Koepka, obviously, he was very defensive at the U.S. Open, at the media availability. I think his press conference, I believe, was last week, a week ago today, on Tuesday. And he was like, hey, can we talk about the U.S. Open? And you know, I understood where he was coming from, but it's like, the criticism at least rings a little bit hollow. Look, I'm for bagging on the media or maybe pointing their mistakes out as much as anybody, but it's like, that's the A story right now in golf. Of course, that's what everybody is going to ask about and be like, are you going? And we know Brooks Koepka has always been like, hey, the majors are my priority. And, you know, that he doesn't really grind it out, you know, to win the Rocket Mortgage Classic or some of the regular standard PGA Tour events or even some of the bigger ones for that matter. But you know, he's a guy, much like Dustin Johnson, that they probably want to play less and obviously make more, which they're able to do.
They're both newlyweds.
Yes.
Right? They have happy wives, happy lives.
Yeah. And DJ also has children.
That's
so,
right.
You know, maybe wanting to spend more time. And it's like, I get it. But, I mean, this is obviously because there's a boatload full of money that's being promised to these guys. So Brooks Koepka looks like he's going to go. Abraham Ancer has also been rumored. That has not been announced, but pretty much everybody in golf media is kind of saying, okay, he's going to go over for that. Meanwhile, Colin Morikawa comes out this morning and says, to state for the record, I'm just going to read his tweet here at Colin_Morikawa. To state for the record, once again, you are all absolutely wrong. I've said it since February at Riviera that I am here to stay on the PGA Tour and nothing has changed. Now, this was actually the breaking news of the tweet besides that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some cereal to pour in my milk.
There you go. I see. So some guys are going to do the hard line. We're not leaving. By the way, Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, just completed a 90-minute emergency session with the PGA Tour members at the Travelers, which is going to go on Thursday in 2 days in Hartford, Connecticut. And apparently in that 90-minute meeting, it was announced that there'd be six new events post-FedEx Cup where the top 50 in the world will be playing for $20 million prizes. So you go, whoa, non-cut event. Sound familiar? That's what they're doing at LIV, which is non-cut events. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be eligible now for all this influx of money, which is some of what the tour players had been complaining about. That you're giving the LIV Golf is giving away boatloads of money. Where's our money here in the PGA Tour? They're being paid handsomely, but not in comparison to what the LIV Golf players are getting paid. So that is new as of the last hour. Now, apparently, in said meeting, there were a lot more questions being asked by the players than answers. So we'll find out how that all is going to translate. The one interesting nugget to me is, right now, as we talk here on the Lombardi Line on a Tuesday, Brooks Koepka is in the field for the Travelers. He's about 40 to 1, 45 to 1. We'll talk about numbers later on again with Len Hochberg later on in the program. So this is where the rubber might hit the road for the first time, because guys that have committed to the LIV Tour have not tried to show up at a PGA Tour event and play. Brooks might be the first guy to show up like Costanza and Seinfeld and I'm here for work. I'm showing up to work. What's the PGA Tour going to do come Thursday if Brooks Koepka does, in fact, intend to tee it up in 2 days? Because right now, Wes, he's still in the field.
Now, how is he obviously going to approach it? Is he going to be like Costanza and not touch the Penske file?
That's right.
In that little office. So that's something that might be concerning, at least for the short term this week. But, yeah, to give more details on that, there was a meeting this morning with Jay Monahan and I think about 100 PGA Tour players are right around there. And it says, and I'll give the details here, starting next year, the fall portion of the PGA Tour schedule will include eight limited no-field, no-cut events, as you mentioned, $20 million purses each. Now, one of the criticisms that I think was maybe a strong talking point in Jay Monahan's case is it's like, these are exhibitions, you know? It's a shotgun start. It's a weird format.
Oh, you interesting, know, isn't it?
48 guys, 54 holes. And now this is very kind of live-like, I guess. $20 million purses each. Top 50 finishers of the FedEx Cup standings. Now, those outside the top 50, they're going to have alternate tournaments where they kind of fight to keep their cards, because that's what you do. Usually, you get into the fall, the Korn Ferry Tour is having their finals, and it's like, okay, the guys that are the top 25 in earnings in the regular season get PGA Tour cards. The top 25 in the playoffs also get PGA Tour cards. Now, that doesn't mean you necessarily get in any event you want. There's a priority list based on the money you earn and based on your status. So those outside the top 50 compete in an alternate series of tournaments, fight to keep their cards, earn better status for the following season. So basically, you know, in a nutshell, in terms of how that fall schedule is going to be held, is that there's not a wraparound season, because we know after the FedEx Cup, because they moved that up to kind of finish like the week or two before the NFL season. You don't want to get lost in the shuffle and compete against the NFL once that gets started in terms of your big events. Then you get into like the fall series events. Like, we have a fall series event right out here in Las Vegas.
That's
a
right.
Very nice tournament
at Summerlin,
at TPC Summerlin, the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open. So you get those events, and you know, you get the Sanderson Farms in Mississippi. Those are usually like your fall series events, but now apparently no more wraparound season, because they went to that a few years ago where it's like the 2022-2023 season would actually start in September. It wouldn't start necessarily in January out in Hawaii.
That's exactly right, Wes. And again, that began, I believe, around 2013-2014. And now I think that's been a big complaint of the players on the PGA Tour. So now the PGA Tour is listening to the members, and apparently this will go back to more of a calendar-like year for the PGA Tour to begin in earnest closer to January instead of beginning earlier as they had done. So it's so ironic to me that the complaints of LIV Golf, some of them that we heard John Rahm say last week, it's just an exhibition. This feels, to your point, very exhibition-y that the PGA Tour is in fact doing. So there's so many fallouts here, but certainly from a gambling perspective, it does change. I can't wait. It's going to be fascinating in 48 hours.
Yeah.
What happens at the Travelers?
Well, there's just so many moving pieces now.
That's right.
Not only on the PGA Tour, but the DP World Tour because the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour kind of have a partnership now, because the week before the Open over at St. Andrews, you're going to have the Scottish Open, which is now a PGA Tour and a DP World Tour event. So obviously you're going to get a pretty heavy hitter field of PGA Tour guys going over there a week early just to prep and, you know, play links golf, get used to the weather and whatnot. So what I thought was maybe going to happen long term, and this was as of about a month ago, I thought, you know, eventually the DP World Tour is kind of struggling a little bit.
Yes.
I mean, it's the former European Tour, DP World, now a sponsor, Dubai Ports Company. And I thought maybe the PGA Tour is going to buy that tour and maybe, you know, run it as a separate entity, but still under the auspices of the PGA Tour. Because the DP World Tour, they're who's really hurting on prize money. Because in reading up on the lead up to this whole LIV Golf thing starting, one of the complaints from the DP World Tour players, I think this was an unnamed player at the British Masters a few weeks ago, and he goes, we're playing for basically the same purse that we played 15 years ago. Yep. Now, even though the PGA Tour purses have been rising because of the TV money or the sponsors, what have you, and all the sponsors, pretty much all the major sponsors stuck with the PGA Tour during the pandemic, you know, when they were having these events with no fans and, you know, just maybe friends and family only out there.
They did yeoman's work to keep it going.
Absolutely. So, you know, how is this going to affect the DP World Tour? By the way, they have an event this week, the BMW International over in Munich, Germany. There's about 10 golfers that did play in that live event.
That's exactly right.
Keith Pelley, who's the CEO over there, he'll have a long-term decision, but did not elect to suspend those guys. And a lot of that, I think, was because of maybe pressure from the sponsors. So you've got Louis Oosthuizen and Sergio Garcia.
DJ.
He's not in the field this week, but he does want to play some DP World Tour events.
That's
but
right.
Bernd Wiesberger is in, Pablo Larrazábal. There's about 10 guys that played that live event just outside of London that are in this field in Germany. This is
where it is, everybody out there who's listening and watching here on VSiN. This is where the worlds are colliding. The players want to have their freedom. Whether you agree with it, I agree with it, or not, that's exactly what they're showing. If Brooks Koepka shows up at the Travelers on Thursday, the players that are playing in the DP World Tour that played in the LIV Golf event in London a couple weeks ago, these guys are saying, hey, if I meet the requirements that the PGA Tour has outlined, I should then be able to go where I want to go. What does the PGA Tour do now? It's going to be very fascinating if they say to Brooks, if he shows up Thursday, and they go, you're not welcome here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to get in your car and go home. Mm-hmm. Is that really going to happen? We're going to find out in about 48 hours. Now, Brooks might step aside in the interim here, but as of right now, you can still wager on him at about 40-1, 45-1 out there to win the Travelers. And as of us talking right now, 48 hours away, I have no idea what's going to happen with cases like Brooks Koepka. But to your point about the DP World Tour, those players are being allowed to play this week.
Yeah, it's got to be kind of, I think Monahan and the PGA Tour, what you got to look at is for balance. And look, I'm pro-PGA Tour in this situation, but you got to find a balance where it's like, okay, we want to protect our business, but we can't totally be punitive. So you got to find that middle ground.
And Jay Monahan did say today, and I quote, we're being raided. So the attack is on by LIV Golf. We'll talk about that, the Stanley Cup. Lots of areas to go here on the Lombardi Line on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all of your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much, much more. Download the BetMGM app today or stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open up an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Back alongside Wes Reynolds, I am Dave Ross. This is the Lombardi Line here on VSiN. Wes, if people say Nevada, does that bother? Is that like nails on the chalkboard?
It is bothersome to the locals out here.
It is,
because,
right?
Look, the bottom line is, here in Nevada, I did it there.
Right.
Here in Nevada, a lot of people aren't native Nevadans.
There you go.
They're from somewhere else. You're from somewhere else. I'm from somewhere else.
We're
Matt
all transplants.
Santos is from somewhere else. So there's very few, like, actually native Las Vegans or Nevadans in general.
Love
so,
it.
You know, you get out here with the culture, and then, I saw somebody tweeting about this. It's like, if you pronounce that Nevada, because we had a primary week here last Tuesday. There are primaries,
of course. Don't tell me a candidate said it.
Yeah, well, no candidate said it.
Thank God.
But this gentleman, I believe his Twitter, at Las Vegas locally, and he said, if you pronounce that Nevada, you should have your right to vote revoked.
I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, we had primary day last Tuesday. There are still primaries going all over the country. A few more tomorrow or today, actually, on Tuesday. So, I mean, I guess that's a way to get the more informed voter, if you will, Dave, if you take them out for mispronouncing Nevada.
I met John Kerry once in the 90s at Camden Yards at a Red Sox Orioles game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me how big of a Sox fan he was. And how much you love Big Papa.
Big Papa.
And I just kind of went, oh, he's not going to win the presidency.
Politicians are bad in both parties. This is one thing you can absolutely both sides. They are total panders, and they don't really know the game. They don't really know sports, so they're always messing up names.
Huge Red Sox fan, Wes, yes. He was with Big Papa.
Yes. Yes, you can tell the lack of authenticity from some folks.
I've never forgotten that moment. I don't know that Colorado is going to forget what happened last night down in Tampa, because I believe it's only 3 Stanley Cup final games where a team lost by 7 or more goals the game before, came back and won mm-hmm. the next game. And that would now, and it goes back to like the teens. And you can add Tampa Bay to that list now after the shellacking that they put on the Avs last night, 6-2. What really is intriguing to me, there's so many different things that we can look at as we look ahead to game 4, Wes. But one, the overs cashed every time, which is 4-3 in game 1. We had 7-0 in game 2, and now 6-2 in game 3. And in games 1 and 3, there were no goals in those periods. And yet, mm-hmm. when you get goals, they come in bunches.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
this series. So it feels like this series is all over the map now. Because, like, I think if Avs backers thought, well, Tampa's dead, 7-0. I saw you could find it some shops, almost 5-1 on Tampa before game 2 or before game 3 last night. And I'm going, well, nobody's won on home ice yet. What am I missing? So I took those longer odds, Wes, and not saying that Tampa's going to get home, but I feel a hell of a lot better about it today
right.
than I did 24 hours
right,
ago.
Right, absolutely. Get yourself some equity there. For me, for game 3, I actually split last night. I took the Tampa Bay Lightning, thinking, okay, home ice. And by the way, Tampa Bay now 14-1 at home down there at the Amalie Arena in the playoffs. And you could tell that they were engaged. The folks down there in Tampa were engaged right away and made an absolute difference. And maybe there was something to it. I think we kind of just, you know, say, yeah, it's there, but we ignore it, that maybe it was the altitude that, at least in part, I don't think, you know, getting beat 7-0, it's just altitude in game 2, but at least in part, you've got a team that's not used to it. And when you get a team that's used to playing in the Western Conference that makes multiple trips to Denver to play the Avs, you know, the Golden Knights, Winnipeg, Vancouver, the Kings, like, they're all used to it. Tampa Bay, you know, you go out there one time a year because you're an Eastern Conference team, so it's like, you're not used to this, really, even though you did have a couple days off in between. So Tampa Bay looked a step slow. They did not look slow last night, even though they got outshot 39-32. That's a lot closer gap than, you know, the first game when it was like, what, 38-23.
Right.
I mean, they were getting outshot all over the place. But Tampa Bay looked more aggressive. They were more physical. I thought that was a big momentum shift when Colorado looked like they had a goal in about the first 5 minutes and it was offsides just barely. So the video coach for Tampa Bay, whoever that may be, probably got a nice little envelope in his mailbox this morning because that absolutely saved them. Because you go down 1-0 there,
totally
5 minutes
agree.
In, it's here we go again.
You know, Wes, it's a great point. And for those who don't remember, just a parallel here in the NBA, that's what Eric Spoelstra did with Pat Riley in the Heat before he became a head coach. He was basically a video guy, right? And that's a job. That's a pertinent job that might have just flipped the entire Stanley Cup Finals. We'll see how it plays out. But that is a huge, huge momentum changer. And one other point that you brought up that I've not heard many people discuss in their handicap, and that is altitude. So, you know, you look at it with Tampa, they were down 0-2 to the Rangers, right? And they were down 2-0 in game three. There's no altitude difference when you go from New York to Tampa,
yeah.
Right? But when you do go back to Colorado, because I actually do believe that Tampa right now, I like their odds here to even up this series at 2 games apiece on home ice. How do they then adjust? Because they just, in their mind, we got to get one in Colorado, at least one at this stage. How big a difference will that be? And is it still conversely for Colorado a change when they go to the East Coast now and go down to Tampa and leave the mile high altitude of Colorado?
Well, and I think the concern for Colorado, I don't think they have concern about scoring, even though they only got two last night. I think the concern and what we thought was the difference was like, okay, this is what's going to keep Tampa in this series is the goaltending.
Right.
Because Tampa with Vasilevsky, obviously, I think has the edge in goaltending. And you looked, Darcy Kuemper did get pulled after 5 goals. John Cooper did not elect to do so in game two and pull Vasilevsky. But eventually, Pavel Francouz did handle basically most of the third period. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what you were looking at. And you knew Tampa Bay, I think, that there's too much pride in that organization, or as the our Canadian brothers up north, organization. I love the way they pronounce organization.
It's the proper way to say it.
You know, when in Montreal, do as the Montrealans do, or however you do it. But anywho.
That's exactly right. But like, it is interesting, too, because you look at the 8 goals that were scored last night, the 7 in games 1 and 2. So we're climbing over the over, right? Because each time, each game, it's been 6. It's been a flat 6 pretty much here. Are we going to get a 3-2 hockey game, I guess is my question? Or are all these games going to kind of be the way
I sure as darn hope so, because I'm tired of betting unders and getting losing tickets. So, and look, we're seeing here game 4, by the way. Juice to the under 6 a little bit, -115 at BetMGM, and basically throughout the market, I think the boys over at Superbook at Westgate are at 120. But, you know, I think you are going to see maybe some people come back on the under because it's like, okay, is it the do factor? And I always hate betting the do factor, but it is reality within sports betting. So pretty split on both sides, though. Some have Colorado the favorite. Some have Tampa Bay about the same price that they basically were on the open, or at least yesterday morning at -110. But I think you are going to see at least maybe that is going to be kind of the quote unquote sharp square divide,
right,
where you get some of the sharper guys that are going to come in on the under bulk of the tickets. But that was what we had last night. Bulk of the tickets on the over, but a lot of the money and a lot of that being sharper dollars went on the under. But look, sharp money loses too. It's not just public money
that
always loses. And it certainly did last night. So I end up splitting this thing, but look, Tampa Bay, at least they're back within the series. Now you got to look at the injuries, and that's why I think the market is at a holding pattern, because we know Braden Point, who returned a couple games ago, he's going to be questionable. Kucherov lead the game.
Injury, that's the one that scares you, right? Because you look at first score for each team, and the shortest side you can see is MacKinnon for Colorado and Kucherov for Tampa. And he left. It was a little scrum ensued about 6 minutes ago in regulation last night in period number 3. How big of a factor is that into the handicap if he's dinged up? Because, again, you're not going to know, America. That's the thing. They're going to say, I think it was holding his side.
Yeah.
Upper body ailments, what it's going to be, right?
Well, it's huge for your power play because, obviously, not only Kucherov being one of your main wingers and your main scorers, but Braden Point kind of runs the point, no pun intended, on one of those power play units, and he didn't even go last night. And they didn't need him. I just think it was a good spot for them. 0-2 back against the wall. But Colorado, they've got some injury concerns on their side. We know Nazem Kadri still battling that broken thumb injury that he suffered in the West Finals against Edmonton when Evander Kane had that cross check.
Right.
But we thought, okay, maybe Kadri toward the back end of the series may come back. We haven't seen him in three games. Andre Burakovsky did not go last night, so he is going to be questionable. He's the guy that's already got on the tally sheet in this series and another guy they like for the power play, even though they did get Cogliano back, who's their best penalty killer in game two. But I think that's why you see the market with still a day away kind of in a holding pattern, not knowing who's going to play and who's going to be available.
So I think what we learned there, it's Nevadians, it's Las Vegans?
Not Nevadans.
Nevadans?
Las Vegans.
And we don't know about Montrealians.
I know. I kind of just made that up. I was like, how do they do that up there in Quebec?
John Kerry, it's Big Poppy, just for the record. Come on back. We'll talk some Major League Baseball right here on the Lombardi Line on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The VSiN Summer Special is here. For only $19, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today, you're going to get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st, so sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. Back alongside Wes Reynolds, I am Dave Ross. This is the Lombardi Line right here on VSiN. Going to have the King of New York, Will Hill, joining us in just a few minutes after our next break. But before we get to Major League Baseball, and I know you already do yeoman's work on long shots with Brady Cannon. Again, you got to read the newsletter because you already won live event. You've already given out a winner. Going to be more work for you coming up with these new live events. Just got a tweet rather from Trip Tepper, and Trip says at us, the PGA Tour needs to reduce events, not reconfigure them. They should have three tournaments a month from January to August. 24 events when you can actually get a full field event with max OWGR players at Visa Live.
I get that, but obviously that's reducing your inventory. You have sponsor obligations with a lot of these events. And, you know, some of these tournaments, you've been going to these cities forever. Like, take the Travelers this week in Hartford. This is the 70th year anniversary of this event. I remember this event in the 80s when it was Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Hartford or whatever in Open. And he did the Pro-Am. And, you know, there's so much history, and I think the tour does want to pay attention to the history and all of that. But, I mean, I understand that. But apparently, and I do want to correct something, these eight events, by the way, are going to be spread across the season. They're not going to be all back-ended in the fall. So, look, how is that going to affect? It's not going to affect your big tournaments. It's not going to, you know, they're not going to do an event to compete against Jack Nicklaus at the Memorial.
Right.
They're not going to do one to compete against the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando or like the Phoenix Open or one of their more popular events. But some of the middling events, it might get affected. The Rocket Mortgage or like the 3M Open or, you know, the what used to be known as the Bob Hope Classic out there in Palm Springs, now the American Express. So that's going to be a part of it. So that'll be interesting to see. You know, obviously, it's been a lot of breaking golf news this morning. One thing I do want to add to, because we were talking hockey last segment, John Cooper, the Tampa Bay Lightning coach, did get asked about Kucherov's status for game four.
Okay.
And he goes, as I sit right now, I think he can play tomorrow. So looking like it's sounding good, but he's also saying, I'm not going to commit to that, even though he kind of did. He kind of says, like, okay, you're going to play, dude.
That's what it sounds
like. It's like you're not damn sitting out now. As, you know, when I said, as I sit, you can play tomorrow. He added the caveat a little bit to give him wiggle room, said, but I'm not Cooch. If I know Cooch, he's sitting there saying the same thing, but we'll see what the doctors and everybody says. So kind of put his guy out there, I would think.
That he's going to play. We need you to play in game four is what it sounds like.
Yeah, dude, we're down 2-1, man. We got to get both of these here at home.
All hands on deck. So we'll talk more about game four in the second hour. I want to thank Tripp for the tweet. And again, you can hit us up at DRaw Sports, at West Reynolds 1, and certainly at VSiN Live. But again, it reminds me of Bob Dylan once sang, "Times they are a-changin'." Ron Burgundy never heard that song. So I wonder if the PGA Tour is hearing the song that's being played right now, because whether we like it or not, and I know Wes and I think I can speak for us, we liked it the way it was. The times are changing in the world of golf. It's going to come to a head soon. It might come to a head on Thursday at the Hartford Open, or at the Travelers now, as they call it. And we'll find out if Brooks Koepka, who 40-1, 45-1, you're seeing across some of the boards here, whether or not he'll actually be able to play and will actually tee it up. It could get very, very fiery. We're going to talk to Lynn Hochberg in hour number two more about the golf world. Let's get to Major League Baseball here. If you watched the Yankees last night and what Gerrit Cole was doing in Tampa, I mean, takes a no-no into the eighth, 2-0. They hold on. They get two in the top of the ninth after he gives up. They give up a couple runs in the bottom of the eighth, and the Yankees do get that 4-2 win. When I look at the Cy Young odds here to win it, and I see Gerrit Cole at 11-1, and the guy he outdueled yesterday was Shane McClanahan of Tampa Bay, and he's got the shortest number on the board right now in the American League at +350. There's the old man, Justin Verlander. +375. You look at Manoah there. He's at 550. You look at Cortez at 9-1. Bieber, Gausman, Dylan Cease. These are some of the longer shots that you see out there. What about Gerrit Cole? Got out to a rocky start, and now it's been shortened to 8-1 after that performance last night. Think about that. Those numbers moved from 11-1 to 8-1 based on that performance last night. Is there still value in anybody there like a Gerrit Cole, or do you think right now it's been extracted?
Well, I think there's probably still a little bit here, but look, when you have the Yankees, it's like when you have, you know, the Emmys or the Oscars and you have like two actors in the same movie and they split the vote amongst them. So that's what always your concern is a little bit here. But Gerrit Cole had a no-no. He carried into the seventh last night. It was great. I was actually on the wrong side. I was on McClanahan, who's pretty darn good in his own right. But just the Rays are really struggling right now with all these injuries that they have in that lineup. And I probably underestimated that because they are just absolutely beat up here with now Margot, by the way, he got hurt last night, and that was in the top of the ninth when Aaron Hicks looks like he was about to hit a bomb, but it wasn't going to quite clear. Margot mistimed the jump, hurt his knee in right field, and Hicks got a triple, and that eventually put the Yankees in business to win the game. But you look at that lineup: Kiermaier out, Wander Franco out, Brandon Lowe, I believe, just got back, but they got to find some bat help down in Tampa Bay. That staff led by McClanahan is pretty good, but they got to find some help. But back to the Cy Young, I still think that there's value in Cole. But if you look, it's really been the entire Yankee staff that has been very good. You look, Nestor Cortez, who's, by the way, it's going tonight against Jalen Beeks in the second of the series down at the Trop. Nestor Cortez, 6-2 in 12 starts, ERA 1.94, the xFIP very respectable at just under 3.5. Jameson Taillon, who you don't even see on the list there, 8-1 in 13 starts. Now, him and Jordan Montgomery are the back end of the staff. They don't strike out many guys. Like, you look at Gerrit Cole, 11.5 strikeouts per 9 innings. Severino, who, you know, has been kind of in and out a little bit with some injuries. Severino with 11 strikeouts per 9 innings. So when the weakest pitcher on your staff, if you were to go by the numbers, is Jordan Montgomery, who's 3-1 in 13 starts, doesn't strike out a lot of guys, doesn't walk a lot of guys, keeps the ball in the ballpark. Very good ground ball rate. He's actually got the best ground ball rate, almost at 50%, which is outstanding. When your worst guy is a 272 in the ERA and 359 on the xFIP, that's one reason why you can't give all the credit to the bats. And Aaron Judge, certainly the MVP favorite, deserves a lot of credit. But you're not 50-17 if your starting rotation isn't getting the job done.
And again, we're going to have Will Hill coming up next. 50-17, first team to get to 50. We thought that might be the Dodgers in the National League. 50-17. I don't know that many people saw this coming with the kind of quote-unquote lackluster offseason that the Yankees have had, right? In yesteryear, they always made the big splash in the offseason, kind of fizzled in the regular. This feels like a new way of going about it in the American League. It's not, you know, like just hit the long ball and three-run homers. They're pitching
and
defense.
And to do it in that division, I mean, Toronto, who I think everybody loved this year, said last year, Toronto's a 2022 team, maybe not a 2021 team. Toronto's 9 games over .500. They're 38-39. Tampa Bay struggled a little bit lately, still 5 over .500, but it's just they've been so injured and just don't have a lot of depth at the plate right now. And then you look all of a sudden at the Boston Red Sox, 37-31. All of a sudden, Tampa Bay's in fourth place in the AL East, and even Baltimore, plucky in spots, not a great team, but only 8 games under .500. Certainly not bottom of the barrel. So for the Yankees to do that in that division is just outstanding.
It really is. We're going to get back to baseball, certainly with Will coming up here next. But I do want to, we said off the top of the show about Deshaun Watson, right? Mm-hmm. So 20 of the 24 cases have been settled out of court with Deshaun Watson and the complainants, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. Those have been settled. The NFL has now said that will not affect, today's news will not affect the disciplinary action that they've come to, which leads me to the question, what have they come to?
Yeah.
They haven't announced it yet. And I know certainly us in the gambling world, we're waiting to see what that is because we don't know. Is it a 4-game suspension? Mm-hmm. Is it a 6-game? Is it 8? Is it a season long? We heard that it was going to be historic in nature, whatever that might be, which leads you to believe it's more than half the year.
Well, and I want to bring in another guy that did comment on that. That would be John McClain, the former longtime dean of NFL beat writers, was at the Houston Chronicle, now retired, still does some media appearances on local radio down there in Houston. But he said, I don't think Watson settling with 20 of the 24 plaintiffs is going to affect his suspension.
And then the NFL concurs with John's tweet there. So, again, for people out there, we've talked about it a lot in this offseason. Like, how do you handicap the Cleveland Browns? This news today, I know on the surface, sounds positive for Browns backers, whatever numbers you might have got. Some of them have been taken off the board here in Las Vegas. But it should not really affect, I don't think, in a positive nature, the belief that he's going to be able to play sooner than some people suspect.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still going to miss a significant chunk of time, if not all of the
season.
Now,
if it's a shorter suspension and it comes at the beginning of the season, obviously you see that schedule. It's going to be a lot easier, I think, early on rather than later where it's more back-ended.
This news is just breaking, so we'll try to give you the latest as we get it to you here. Certainly so you have the jump on whatever numbers you might be able to get. Come on back. It is Will Hill joining us next on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Place a one-game parlay wager with at least 4 legs on any Major League Baseball game. And if all the legs of the parlay hit but one, You're going to get your stake back in free bets up to $25. Log into your account and download the app or sign up with BetMGM to take advantage of this offer all season long. Just opt in to the one-game parlay insurance promotion. Then place a one-game parlay wager with at least four legs or more on any MLB game. If you miss only one leg of the wager, you're going to receive up to $25 back in free bets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada, New York, or Washington, D.C. Back alongside Wes Reynolds, I am Dave Ross. We continue the Lombardi Line here on VSiN with the King of New York. He is Will Hill. You can follow him on Twitter as we do, at not the Will Hill. Always great to have you back in the program, Will. I wanted to start today with golf because the Travelers is kind of close to you up there in the Northeast, and they're going to be teeing it up on Thursday at Hartford, and you, like a lefty with really long odds, and maybe not the lefty that, well, everybody's talking about Phil over there and Live Golf, but it's a different lefty from Florida State. Who do you like this week at what number?
Yeah, I actually live in Connecticut. This is like a half hour, 40 minutes from here. So maybe I can go there and jeer some of the other golfers while I root for my guy, Hank Lebioda. It's a short course. I think this fits his game pretty well. You're going to need to string some birdies together here. But lefties have done pretty well at this course. Watson and Mickelson combined have won this tournament a handful of times. So you get Lebioda here at a monster number. He's like 130, 141, of course. Always shop around, especially with this kind of market. These odds can vary. You want to get the best bang for your buck. But I did play a little bit of Lebioda at triple-digit odds, first-round leader to win the tournament. I think it's a good bet. It's an interesting course where, you know what, the cream probably rises to the top here. You never know, you know, with the kind of score you're going to need here if one of these guys is a long shot can pull it off. But I think Lebioda here at these odds is a pretty good bet.
Hank Lebioda, by the way, was in contention at this event last year. I think he ended up finishing T5. Mm-hmm. Kind of this point in the summer, that started a decent little run. He didn't win any of these tournaments, but he was T5 at the Travelers, T4 at the Rocket Mortgage, and then T8 at the John Deere. So, you know, some guys, there is something to that. I think maybe guys that play well in a certain part of the year, like you always get some guys that are really hot starters on the West Coast swing, or guys that play well, you know, in the summer and the spring, different times of calendar year. So that long shot absolutely makes sense.
You know, you look at the numbers here, boys, at the board, and it's a really good field because obviously it's not too far, obviously, from Brookline, Mass, where the U.S. Open was last week. So it feels like a loaded field. But I love the lefty analogy here because Bubba and Phil, they had a lot of success in this golf course. I don't know why it lends itself maybe to left-handers. But would you fade guys now with all the controversy from Live Golf? We don't know if Brooks is going to be eligible to play. Right now he's still on the board here, Will. How do you handicap that from like a heartstrings perspective? And some guys are going to get jeered if they show up. We saw it a little bit at the U.S. Open, but pretty much most of the fans were pretty cordial to the Live guys. Does that factor into your handicapping?
It's probably a pretty good way to go. And you got to think the travel, you know, the time difference, you know, answering tough questions, all those sorts of things. It would certainly be a situation where, yeah, you might be a good idea to play against them. I'm curious Wes's thoughts here if that's an angle he's thought about.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, some of the guys that are going to be playing, this is kind of the last event that's going to have, I think, a really elite field until you get over perhaps for the Scottish Open, which is the week before the Open Championship at St. Andrews. So this is where you got that second Live event at the beginning of July. Then you get into the John Deere Classic and the Rocket Mortgage the next 2 weeks. You're going to have a weaker field where you're not going to have as many headliners. I mean, look, you got like 5 of the top 10 in the world playing in this event. I think it's 8 of the top 15, 11 of the top 20 in the official world golf ranking. So this was an easy event for them to play, and the Travelers usually attracts at least a couple headliners at the top. This was an easy event for them to play because obviously going from Boston to Hartford, that's 2 hours travel,
right?
So, you know, might as well play here. But if you look at the past winners, you've seen bombers win here. You've seen the Dustin Johnsons, mm-hmm. and you've seen, of course, the Bubba Watsons, but you've also seen Jordan Spieth and Ken Duke and guys that don't exactly hit it long off the tee.
Yeah.
So that's what makes this course so fun. It's not a very long course at all, about 6,800 yards, one of the shorter ones on tour, but you have a lot of plan of attack. You do have thick rough, though. This is like thicker than some of the open rough they actually might have seen last week. So got to hit it in the fairway, but you've got a lot of ways to attack these greens.
I'm with you guys, though. I think you could see it. We saw it with Brooks Koepka, asked about LIV Golf before the U.S. So I haven't even thought about that thing. Right. So these guys, it has worn on them, the media, the attention they've gotten with LIV Golf as they go over to the Travelers. It's going to be interesting because I know everybody thinks, well, this is going to be the last one. No, we saw Abraham Answer go too. Some of these names on the board that we're going to be betting on this week probably are going to be leaving as well. So it's going to be fascinating just the way the media, all those interactions. But you should factor that in, I think, certainly to your point there, Will, about how you would handicap some of these names that are being rumored to go over to LIV Golf. Let's get to Major League Baseball here on the card today. And speaking of the card, I know you like the cards today and maybe to have a bit of an offensive explosion. What do you like today?
Yeah, I know a lot of the VEASAN guys, and you're included, Dave, have been fading Adon for the Nationals, who spent just batting practice. I'm going to throw one more in here. Chichi Gonzalez off the scrap heap. He was pitching for the Twins in some spot starts. He's had just really a troubled career, a difficulty getting people out, missing barrels. He got picked up by the Brewers because Ashby's out, Woodruff, Peralta. They have a ton of pitching issues. So in comes Chichi Gonzalez to face this Cardinals lineup. I'm looking at Cardinals minus $1.30 here with Flaherty, who's got a lot of talent, is in the mix for a Cy Young a couple years back. He's dealt with some injuries, just returned a week or two ago. So I think you do still have a pitching advantage with the Cardinals. So Cardinals minus -130. And if you want to just isolate your handicap, maybe a Cardinals team total over 4.5. There's a little juice to it, minus $1.35 or so. But I could see this Cardinal team, putting up 6 or 7 runs and scoring early. I think this is a tough matchup here for Chichi Gonzalez. So I'm going to fade him any way I can. I like the Cardinals here on the money line and the team total going over.
Will, I tried to get in front of the Yankees, kind of betting against them off that streak, getting snapped, that 9-game winning streak. Thought it was a good spot yesterday. And Shane McClanahan was pretty darn good. Garrett Cole just a little bit better. But watching this Tampa team, and I watched a lot of that game last night, they're having a lot of trouble scoring runs right now with so many guys out. And they have Jalen Beeks going to be the starter tonight. That just got announced a few minutes ago. Nestor Cortez, of course, going for the Yankees, an absolute Cy Young candidate, along with Garrett Cole. Worth laying the big price on the pinstripes here on the road?
I think so, just because you mentioned Beeks. That's going to be an opener situation. They're just going to throw a bunch of bullpen guys at the Yankees here. Cortez has just been incredible, keeping the ball off the fat of the bat. He's so crafty, so different than these other pitchers who throw, everyone throws 97, 98 now. He's low 90s. He's, changes speeds, changes arm angles. He's a true pitcher's pitcher. I think this is a good matchup for him. Like you said, the Rays struggled to score runs, and this isn't a typical Rays team. You think of the Rays, you think of the bullpen, the defense, kind of a scrappy fundamental team. They have really struggled catching the baseball. So when you can't score and you can't catch the ball and your pitching's not that good outside of McClanahan, that's not a great recipe. And the Red Sox have caught them in the standings. I had Bill James on the podcast yesterday. It airs today. Shameless plug for the podcast. He said the Red Sox are going to finish ahead of the Rays, and the Rays will possibly miss the playoffs here. So I don't know if you'll get 4 from the American League East, but I do like the Yankees here. And boy, you just bet the Yankees, the Mets every day. You can just go to the movies and count your profits because these teams have been incredible here in terms of making you money.
You do a great job with the CityCast here, Will. And to that point, I do want to ask about Cortez and certainly Garrett Cole. We saw the numbers get shorted after that great outing last night. What's changed for Garrett Cole? Because I think at the beginning of the year, everybody wanted to go, see, the baseballs, and now you don't have the sticky stuff. And now he looks like Garrett Cole again. Has anything changed that you've been able to see as the season's gone on?
Yeah, he had a couple bad starts. Who knows if that was the weather? Again, I mean, if a bad start for him, he gives up like 3 or 4 runs and people freak out. They mentioned the spider tack. They mentioned the contract. Cole's a really good pitcher. I actually think Cole's gotten underrated here. I mean, he had that 5 home run start against the Twins, which obviously is not what you want. But if you take that start out, which I'm not a fan of doing, your starts are your starts. But he's been dominant, really, since the beginning of April. If you exclude that one start, I think the last 19 innings, last two starts is 13 innings, 19 strikeouts. I mean, he's just been, one run. He's a dominant pitcher. So I don't think you worry about Cole. Here's the deal. If you're the Yankees and Cole's your biggest concern, you don't have any problems because Cole's still really, really good pitcher.
Will, about 30 seconds left to go here. I have now a 2-1 series, Colorado, Tampa Bay with a big win last night, 6-2. Do you think that was just Tampa Bay showing the pride where it's like we got too much of a culture and can't get swept? Or do they now actually have some momentum to make this a real series?
Yeah, four is where these series swing, because if Colorado wins, it's 3-1 and you can forget about it. They're going to be holding up the trophy here. And if it's 2-2, you're usually looking at a long series. So game four is the swing series, the swing game. I would lean towards Colorado, but look, at least we got a competitive series now. It's not a sweep. It's not a formality. I would still lean towards Colorado winning game four and winning the series.
You know, if you do go to the Travelers and heckle some of the players, don't be surprised if Shooter McGavern says, go back to your shanties. Will, always appreciate it. Follow him on Twitter at NotTheWillHill. Going to talk some more golf in hour number two later on with Len Hochberg. Come on back. It's the Lombardi Line on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.